use for the family.
Well, here's something good that's happened. The GoFundMe account on behalf of the Mahe family today surpassed $70,000. You've been listening to the KSL In Depth at 15 and 45. KSL News Time, 449. Triple team traffic covering your trip home. First, here's Ricky Meese.
Delay southbound I-15 between the I-80-201 interchange through Sandy. Northbound I-15 slow as you're going Draper to Midvale. The east belt stacked up and slow southbound. And that's from just before 4500 south to Knudsen's Corner. Southbound I-215's west belt delays between I-80, not quite to 3500 south, and a little bit slowing westbound on the 21st South Freeway between Redwood and Bangor. Joe Davis.
Over on the west side, a little further to Bangor Highway, California Avenue, down to the 201, pretty busy. It clears up for a little bit. You'll be good all the way down to 4100 south, where it's slow and go for to about 4700. 5600 west looks really good, but with the exception of California Avenue to the 201. And then finally in Utah County, you are now seeing some real backing from 1500 north going southbound all the way back to Thanksgiving Point. Mark?
We've seen some increased KSL travel times. Downtown Salt Lake City up to Farmington now 20 minutes, and that's through those delays downtown up to the North Interchange. But then the rest of the commute through Davis County is okay, save for one stretch that's getting heavy right now between just after 200 North Kaysville up towards Layton Parkway. 50% of Utah's professional MBA students receive promotions, and students after 30% salary increase by graduation. The best investment you can make is in yourself. Now's the time. Visit PMBAUtah.com. Mark Jackson at the KSL Traffic Center.